It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Victor Agreta. In 2016, the arts and crafts website Etsy named Knoxville one of its inaugural Maker Cities. About a year later, city government embraced the term. Now there's a website, a Facebook page, and branded t-shirts and stickers. But what does being a Maker City mean for Knoxville? Makers are people who create stuff. Their products can be physical, like furniture, or electronic, like software. The common denominator that separates makers from manufacturers is size. Makers' businesses are typically home-based, or there may be a workshop and a few employees. Makers are usually driven more by personal interests than a desire to launch the next corporate empire. Spencer Ratliff builds furniture for homes and businesses at his Knoxville shop.
I always kind of grew up around a wood shop. My dad always had one at our house, and so I learned a lot of the basics from him and grew up thinking that I knew what I was doing, and about 6 years ago decided to go off and do it on my own, realized I didn't know what I was doing, and then had to sort of take myself to school and actually learn it.
Tanika Harper makes beauty products like lotions and creams created out of a need due to her sensitive skin.
So I started making these products one at a time in my kitchen after sharing them with family and friends, and the demand just became more and more. It became a business, but it originally started as a need for me to be healthier and to be able to basically walk again.
Alyssa Meyer, manager of public policy and research for Etsy, says Knoxville seemed to have the right stuff to be considered a maker-friendly place.
I think the creative entrepreneurship in and of itself in Knoxville was really inspiring to see. And when we first had a call for applications in 2016, we had a ton of makers in Knoxville and really amazing organizations applying to be part of the Etsy Maker City Summit. So we really couldn't say no to them.
Miranda Vandergriff with the Knoxville Entrepreneurial Center agrees.
A really rich history of manufacturing and creativity with the everything from manufacturing to Appalachian crafting. So we kind of have making woven into the fabric of who we are. Being the maker city is a way that we can celebrate that heritage and also look forward to the future and think about how we can make our city a place where makers can thrive, not just survive, but where makers can have the resources that they need to be successful and make businesses doing what they love.
Regular meetups allow makers to share knowledge and discuss ideas, and a database of business experts can help with the headaches of running the shop. Spencer Ratliff says that can be helpful.
Because I'm a woodworker, I don't know photography, I don't know accounting, I don't know things like that. They have a list of people who are familiar with small businesses like mine.
An annual summit brings makers together with people who can help them secure bigger deals for manufacturing or distribution. That helped Tanika Harper.
Knoxville has been great. Being a part of the maker community has really helped me advance my business. It was because of the Maker Summit in 2017 that I was able to get my first business deal.
Etsy's Alyssa Meyer says the company commissioned a study this past year to understand makers as a cog in the larger American economy.
They really do have a huge impact on the U.S. economy. Overall, they contribute $4.72 billion worth of economic impact to the national economy. And together, that's about 1.24 million jobs.
The economic effects of a single maker are hard to gauge, but University of Tennessee professor Don Bruce says the dollars spent locally tend to stay in circulation for a while. Economists call it the multiplier effect.
Those profits become income to the owner and the employees of that corporation or small business, however we define it legally. And those dollars get spent over and over again in the local economies.
Cities, universities, and even traditional businesses are catching on to the idea, setting up dedicated workspaces, entering partnerships, and exploring ways to encourage more makers. Which leads us to the bottom line. Beyond the community spirit, creativity, and good PR, that multiplier effect, keeping those dollars in town, may be one of the key reasons Knoxville and other places are so eager to lean into the Maker City title. I'm Victor Agreta, WUOT News.